Brother Stan. I appreciate that. Amen. Well, it's definitely a beautiful day today. It's a little cool, but hey, that's okay. The sun is out. I love it. I love this time of year. I absolutely love it. The leaves are falling. Some people are disagreeing with me, but I got to say it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And just something I was thinking about. This is totally not in regards to our lesson, but first and foremost, yes. Does anybody need a handout real quick? I got Tony helping us out. Okay, Tony, looks like your wife. Ms. Teresa needs one. Does anybody else need one? No, we're good? Okay. Oh, Ms. Becky. Ms. Virginia, I think. Okay. Yeah. Do what? Okay, one more over here. One more up front here. And then we are good. Yeah. Okay, cool. Is he not going to Alaska now, or?
Well, she only went up there because last week she just asked that we would pray that he gets a job. He's probably doing that.
Okay, so yeah, let's keep Cooper and Hayden in your prayers. Cooper needs a job, and I know they have the little boy too. So just pray for them. Maybe we'll see them today. If you see them today, yeah, just let them know that we're praying for them, and then specifically for a job for him. So let's lift them up in prayer. And thanks, Miss Jennifer, for that. But before we get into the study, something I was thinking about, and it's totally not even, I don't know, it just came to me. Nothing to do with the lesson at all, but I was thinking about last week and how we were able to come and partake of the Lord's Supper, and me of little faith, I always look at the cups and pray, Lord, is please be enough cups, you know? Because we had a good turnout last week. There was a good amount of people. And I was really encouraged by that. I don't know if I can ever express how encouraged I was by seeing the amount of people that I was here. But then on the flip side, my flesh is telling me, I'll show you. There won't be enough cups. And there was this battle going on. And I'm like, Lord, it's okay. And praise the Lord, when Brother Jordan and I finished, we had one cup left. Like, praise the Lord. It's so good. Because you never know if you have too much or too little. It's always better to be on the safe side and have more, right? And not a big deal. But anyways, that was really encouraging. As I was walking up with Brother Jordan, I saw the one cup, and I'm like, yes, praise the Lord. Lord is good. Amen. Okay, so lesson eight is New Life, Old Flesh. And in the sub-portion here, it says, Understanding the In-Between Component of Salvation. So again, of course, you know, our theme verse for this particular lesson is Galatians 2:20, and we only have 5 weeks left, and then we'll be done pretty much, but we will not have a lesson next Sunday morning. We won't actually have Sunday school, period. So you guys are getting a double dose of be able to sleep in. Not only are you not getting Sunday school, but you're also getting an extra hour of sleep because of the time. Yeah, yeah. Is this the next Sunday where you end up, if you don't fix your clocks, you'd end up coming really early or late? I don't know. You'll be coming really early. So just like, okay, carry. Okay, yeah, got it. Okay, very good. Yeah, it's true. That is true. Amen. So yeah, so just FYI, no Sunday school next Sunday morning. I'm going to be pretty busy throughout the week. I don't know what's going on. I just got, you know, stuff, but anyways. Amen. Okay, so lesson eight. Let's look at the top three things that I'd like to get out of this lesson today. And, of course, the lesson is new flesh, new life, new old flesh. Number one is this. Realize the lies of secular thought and how God's truth contradicts them. Okay, number two. Learn how God's what? Okay, thank you, because I cannot say that word. Creates you and how each part of you has a unique and wonderful purpose, right? Amen. And understand how God's work in you and is consistently changing you through the miracle of salvation. So once you are saved, you are a new creature. You have a new life. And then from that point, there's nothing but an opportunity to grow and mature in Him, right? But at the same time, we do still battle the flesh. We still battle that. We still battle living in this world that we live in. But at the end of the day, man, you have a new life in Christ. Amen. Amen. So turn in your Bibles to Titus, and we'll look at chapter 3, and we'll read verses 3 through 7. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You so much for this morning. Thank You for those that showed up for Sunday school. Pray that You bless the morning, bless the next service, bless tonight. And Lord, it's good to be in Your house. In Your name I pray. Amen. Okay, so number one in your handouts, number one, you are a three-part creation. You are a three-part creation. So if you could turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just a few pages back. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we'll look, let's see here. We'll start actually in verse 12, and we'll probably go all the way to verse 23. But this is some really good stuff here. Number one, you are a three-part creation. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and be esteemed them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Black and white. And I love that portion of Scripture. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, give thanks, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Right? Amen. Amen. So, another good portion of Scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed, how? Day by day, right? Amen. So, we are made up of three parts, right? The spirit, soul, and the body, right? So, number one, or letter A, is the body. Your body is what? Our earthly spacesuit into this earth, right, that we live on. Because this world is not our home, right? What do? We feed it, we rest it, we exercise it, we take care of it. We give it an ice cream here and there. We'll give it a candy bar, give it a pizza. We'll get, you know. What is your biggest weakness when it comes to, like, goodies? For me, a good old-fashioned banana pudding. That's me. That's what I asked for my birthday, for a cake. I don't want a cake. I want a banana pudding. What about anybody else? What? Blueberry pie, okay? Who else? Ice cream? Any specific ice cream? Pumpkin ice cream? Okay, yeah. It's ice cream, period. I don't care, right? Yeah, okay. Okay, so I got an answer here. Can I answer any back? Chocolate chip cookies, okay. Oh, warmed ones? Ooh. With ice cream? Yeah, and a what?
And a donut.
And a donut on top of that? All together. Wow, Sherman. Okay. Very good. And Carrie, you said what? Sugar? Anything sugar. Anything sweet. And then the WT?
Cheesecake.
Okay. Very good. Yes, sir.
All food.
All food that is pickled.
I totally lost my focus.
Amen. See, that's the body. That's the body right there. We're all talking about stuff that our body, well, of course, well, wants, maybe not needs, but wants, and we're trying to nurture it, maybe not nurture it in the best way that we sometimes should, but anyways, but yeah, we, the letter A is the body. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2 specifically says this, "For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." Man, we groan for that day, right? We groan for the day that the Lord will come and take us home, because, man, I'm looking forward to that day. This flesh isn't any easy. This flesh comes with our challenges, right? It comes with health issues. It comes with just aches and pains. It comes with different things that happen in our lives. But you know what? By the end of the day, we groan for the day that the Lord will come back and give us a new body. Amen? And that's going to be a good day. I don't know about you, but it will be for me. Amen. Okay, letter B. Letter B, your soul. Your soul is your inner you, right? It's that you that makes up you, your emotions, your mind, your will. You know, it's the what the Bible sometimes refers to a lot about in the heart in Scripture. And that's you. That's who makes you up, right? So let's go now. Let's talk about the soul a little bit. You, what makes you up? What's your passion? Who has a passion out there that what they love to do? You know, you have Brother Patrick, he went out hunting, loves hunting, right? You know, that's his thing, you know. Anybody else? Singing, okay. Some people have a bunch of cars they work on. Yes. Do what?
Being outside, hiking.
Hiking, being outside, doing that. Okay, enjoying God's creation that way. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's your thing. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you love riding your motorcycle back in the day, but no. Anyway, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, right. Amen. But I mean, I don't know if you still ride, brother, but you had your Harley, right? So, yeah. I mean, that's
work on cars.
Work on cars, right? Yeah. I mean, we all have what we have something we enjoy, right? And that's good. And that also makes up who you are, right? Because, you know, everybody's different. Everybody does different things. They enjoy different things. But again, and we all have different wills. We have different emotions. We have different just... Our minds work differently, and that's what makes up a good church, too, because if everybody is all in and wanting to do different things, they can help in different areas that somebody is maybe good at, right? And everything just falls into place. And going off track here, but I was looking at Facebook, and I was looking at all the pictures from Awana, and it just kind of, man, it just made me feel good just to see all the kids and enjoying the Mario theme. And I'm so thankful we have another Mario now. Yeah, he did a great job, so amen, and he fits the part. I was kind of a thinner Mario. I had to give Corey a hard time. But, it was good, and it was just cool to see that, right? And that's everybody coming together with what you do best based on who you are and helping the church, and I thought that was awesome. And that was just great, and I think that's what makes up a good church, right? But, again... You know, the real you lives outside of this, you know, flesh that we live in, right? But the real you is inside. So Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, right? Psalms chapter 139, verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. So when you're going through, you know, a hard time in your life, or you're just kind of, man... struggling with maybe a particular thing that you're trying to work through, take Psalms 139:23. Search me and ask God specifically, search me, Lord, search my heart and know my heart and try me and know my thoughts. Help me to get through what I'm getting through because I know you can search my heart and you can help me through these things, right? And letter C is a spirit. The spirit is the source of your deepest being. Right? Before salvation, that was essentially your sin nature, right? And that's who, you know, of course, we were born into this sin nature, and we needed God to save us and give us a spiritual renewal. And but this is what we call the old man, right? You know, the old man that we still kind of creeps up on us. But thankfully, through the work of the Holy Spirit, he saves us, and he dwells inside us. He's our what? The Holy Spirit is our Comforter, yeah, he's our helper in our time of need, and man, and after salvation, this old flesh was crucified. The old man was crucified, and now the Holy Spirit dwells inside you. And I know you can't really see it, but we have the spirit, soul, and the body. And if things are right with the Lord and the Holy Spirit's working in your life, that'll transpose into your soul, and then that will come out into your body, and then from that point you minister to the brothers and sisters in Christ, right? Or those around you, and be a witness to those at work, or those in whatever, wherever you meet, door knocking, whatever it might be. If everything is going the way that it should, and the Holy Spirit and the Lord is working in your life, everything will flow through, and then in turn, everything will work together for our common purpose is to be closer to God and then closer to each other and closer as a church to see souls saved, right? So that's, man, really good stuff. So anyways, but God's Holy Spirit is now living within you, enabling you, your new nature, to know God and experience His grace and transforming presence, right? John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Great passage of Scripture. God desires for you to be led by His Spirit in all of your life. Okay? The Holy Spirit is within you to dictate truth to your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. It's kind of like I talked about, right? It all starts with your spirit and the Holy Spirit working within you. And then from that point, that just trickles into your emotions and trickles into your thought life and trickles into who you are. And then in turn, that will come out externally to be a help to other brothers and sisters in Christ, right? Crazy concept, but it works. The Lord knows. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I'll read this to you. As God's Spirit leads your new nature, it directs your soul, which then dictates to the body how to act or behave. Doesn't it? Right? Yeah. It's a top-down approach to living that flows from God's Spirit within. So, today, if there's some things going on in your life that you're struggling with, give it to the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to work, to guide, direct you, to find out maybe what that is. Get it right. The Lord can help you through that. Can help you as a person. And then, man, then the outward look of the person, others can see, wow, I mean, Lord's working in his life or whatever that might be, right? So really good stuff there. It's just basic stuff, but very, very just something we sometimes we kind of forget. And we have access to absolute truth, and we have absolute truth through what? This Bible, right? Good old King James Bible. And this is where we learn and we get direction from God through His Word. And we have to understand that, yes, you know, for you and the Holy Spirit to work together, I have to be in His Word, right? Number two, salvation is a three-part miracle. Salvation is a three-part miracle. So keep it in mind in that same concept of spirit, soul, and body, right? We will look at salvation kind of through the same type of lens. But if you look at 1 Corinthians, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians and chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. I got to hurry up here. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Sanctification, pure and holy, right? He wants to make you those. So key words in this particular verse are righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So what we'll look at next are three things here, some key phrases in regards to our scripture of the day, which is in Titus, in Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. There are three things: the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, and the heirs according to the hope of eternal life, which is what is to come, right? So three things. I don't think these are in your handouts or anything, but I'll read them to you. Your spirit was made new instantly when you believed, right? This is the new birth. Your soul is being renewed daily by the Spirit of God. This is referred to as the renewing of your mind, okay? And number three, your body will be made new eventually. Not yet, eventually, which is something that's our, you know, blessed hope. This is our final redemption, right? So letter A is regeneration. Regeneration. Your spirit was regenerated the moment you trusted Christ, wasn't it? Amen. Romans 8, 9. But ye are not in this flesh, but in the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Letter B is renewal. Your soul is being renewed by his daily work in your life. Okay? And give me some examples of what that daily work would be about. What would be that daily renewal? Yeah, basic stuff, man. 101, you know, reading your Bible, being in prayer, fellowship with believers in Christ, coming to church, coming to maybe special conferences that might be happening in our church or surrounding good Bible-believing sister churches, right, that have maybe a Bible conference or a missions conference. Yeah, it's always just renewing, right? Because eventually we'll never stop renewing. We'll never stop fully maturing, which is the good news, because we can always learn something from God's Word, right? Amen. And 2 Corinthians 4:16, which I already addressed that one, but Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen to that. Letter C, redemption. Your body one day will be renewed. It will be. And you will be given a new body, which is waiting for you in heaven. Bam. That's just got to be, I mean, a new body that doesn't hurt, that doesn't, nothing. You'll be perfect. What's going to be really mind-boggling is that during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, that we will have some that will have perfect bodies and some that won't. It's going to be interesting, that whole thing, right? 1,000 years. So, anyways, Romans 8:23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And Romans has so much in it. But yeah, just phenomenal stuff to realize that one day we will not have to deal with what we deal with. Amen. Man, it'd be nice not to have to take another pill or get another injection or sit through another infusion. I'm game for that. I know some of you are in the same boat, too, and dealing with health issues. And, you know, it's like with Brother Ackerman, too, you know. It's not going to be something you have to worry about anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And Ms. Ackerman, the families, others that deal with things, right, it's just, man, it's going to be done. It's over. It's over. For eternity. For eternity. Forever. Have you ever thought about that? Just thinking about taking time for just a moment and realize that it is forever. And ever. And ever. And ever. And ever. And more. And keep going. And you'll never die, and it's just going to be always something new and exciting every day, forever. Like infinity. Right. Like infinity. And you'll never, like, it'll never stop. And I'm sure you guys have thought about that, but my mind eventually gets to the point where it just goes, just crazy. It's like, wow, man, it's nuts to think about all that stuff. Number three, you are God's work in progress. Right? You are God's work in progress. One day, we will experience deliverance from the struggle that we currently live in, right? We'll get A, letter A. Okay, number three, you are God's work in progress. Letter A, the new birth, right? This, like we said, this is the moment when we got saved. Letter B is the new mind. This is happening in you right now for the rest of your earthly life, right? It's that maturing. It's that really seeking God's help for your transforming you while you live in this body of yours. And it just takes a lot of yielding and a lot of allowing God to work in your life. And for the sake of time, I won't have you turn there, but Romans, if you want to make a note, Romans chapter 12, and you've heard me say this before, man, there's so much really, really good stuff in Romans chapter 12. But look at verses 1 and 2, just make a side note if you like. But just the whole chapter is filled with a lot of good steak stuff right there, right? Good meat. Turn there if you get a chance later today. And then later, letter C is the new body, right? We will put on a new body, and it will be perfect, and it will be eternal. Whew, you will never die, you'll never be sick, you'll never hurt again, you'll never be broken. Man, it's exciting stuff. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Woo, yes, amen. Good stuff. Philippians 3:21. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. God's work in your life is a constant progress. It's undergoing change. It's in construction. You don't want to be in destruction. Thank you, Brother Clark. I don't know if I kind of messed up okay, good. And then WT has some good quotes there, too, that he's throwing at me. But if you think of them, always shout them out again. Amen. But it's good stuff. It's always good stuff. So with that, in conclusion, let her see with the new body. In conclusion, what? You are not who you used to be. Take hold of that. You are a new creature with a new Savior and a new life. Much of it is unrealized, right, because we're maturing. But all the potential is within you by God's grace. Allow God to work in your life. Allow God to really just get a hold of you and change you and really see him work through your life. Be in prayer with another brother and sister that might be going through something and work together and encourage someone to help them through those things, right? But man, we've got so much to look forward to. But it all starts with understanding that, again, salvation is critical, but then allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your spirit through the, then see the changes in your soul, then to show through the outward to those fellow believers, right? Amen. Amen. So we will not have a lesson next week, but the week after that is the struggle within. And we'll look at that, and that's lesson 9. The text of that is Romans chapter 7. And we'll dig into that, not next Sunday, but the week after that, which I don't know what date that is. But again, we'll get to it. Next week is going to be kind of fun. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father, again, I thank you so much for those that are here this morning. I pray that you be with the next hour. And Lord, we are thankful that for salvation. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that can guide, direct, and help us through this life that we live in and this flesh that we live in, and help us to continually mature in you and to grow in you and to help those around us and to see souls saved and Lord, grow this church. But again, we thank you for all you've done for us. Be with Pastor this morning as he's preaching in Lewiston. I pray that you just lead and guide, give him clarity of thought and speech that the Holy Spirit can work in his life. And give them a blessed time. Bring them back safely to us as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.